G'day, Zeb. Thanks very much for spending some time with me. We're here to talk about your film, The Enlightened State of Tara, which is in the Melbourne Documentary Film Festival that's coming up later in the year. And I was wanted to ask you about your journey into filmmaking. How did you get into it? Why did you decide you wanted to be a filmmaker?
Well, thank you very much. I'm delighted to be on your show today. So my journey as a filmmaker. Okay, that's a good question. So I've been making films for now for like 20 or more years. When I was younger, I was very interested in acting. In my teenage years, I did acting and dancing and music. And I was at St. Martin's Youth Theatre training to be an actor. And then later on, I decided, well, I can't kind of, I was watching a lot of films in the cinema, and I said to myself, that's what I want to do. I want to be a director. I want to do everything. So 1995, I did a course, Corporate Video Production, RMIT, which was great. It was a 1 year long TAFE course, and I learned a lot about all aspects of video production and filmmaking, technical and theory. And after that, I collaborated with some friends from that course and made my first short fiction film, Sarah's Jihad, which was in 2009. And ever since then, I've been self-funded. I've been making short films, documentaries, ever since. So that in a nutshell, that's my journey in a nutshell.
Yeah, because with this particular film, you're the producer, you're the director, and you're the editor, and
Correct.
yeah, that's right. But people would be fascinated in the subject matter of this film, and I was going to ask you how you came to this story.
Okay, how I came to this story? Well, I met Barbara through my father. Barbara was a well-known sculptor, and my
And we're talking
father.
about Barbara McLean here.
Yes, that's right. So I met her through my father, who was John Howley, a famous Australian artist, and he knew Barbara for many years. And one day, I went into Barbara's studio, and she was telling me she was talking about this sculpture that she was going to build the Buddhist, the Green Tara. And I thought to myself, that would be great to do a documentary about the process of her building this massive sculpture, and doing interviews with her, because she's quite well known in like building statues of tennis players and sports players.
I noticed in the background there was a Ron Barassi bust.
Correct. Yeah, so she's quite well known in building sort of portraits of famous celebrities in the sports arena. So when she told me about this Buddhist statue, I thought, oh, I've got to film this whole thing, the process. And yeah, so I was very excited to do it. Yeah.
Yeah, because the film itself is a fascinating piece of cultural interaction, isn't it? Because one, you actually introduce us to a major site, a Buddhist site in near Bendigo, which for some people might be news.
That's correct. And that's why, look, I had already completed the Enlightened State of Tara a few years ago, but I went back and did some more work on it, because as you were saying about the stupa in Bendigo, the Great Stupa of Universal Compassion, which is the largest stupa outside of Asia. So I really wanted to include that in the documentary and talk to some of the people that helped bring that to the Bendigo site. So I went back and did extra filming and made the documentary longer to include those aspects of it, because it's all interconnected.
Yeah, and you've got overhead shots as well. So what I was really getting at is, does that mean that in the documentary process, it's almost like you're embroidering. You've created a concept to begin with, and then it became bigger. And so then you had to accommodate all those new elements that you discovered.
That's correct. That's correct. And that was just part of the journey, going to Bendigo, doing some more shooting interviews, and going to the Illuminate Festival, which is a big Buddhist celebration festival in Bendigo. And I incorporated all that in the doco, in the document.
So did you do free shooting and then tailor it because you're the editor as well?
Yes, I did. I did. I kept working on the documentary, and Barbara said it would be great to include the stupa in the documentary. So I decided, I had already finished the film years ago, and I thought, oh well, I'd really like to include these aspects. So yes, I went back and worked very hard, and it was one day in the it was pouring with rain when I went to Bendigo to film the extra scenes, and I was going in the car. It was pouring with rain, and it was in winter. And I'm like, oh, it was quite a challenge that day. I went back to film, but I got through it. Yeah, I got through it. And the editing process, I just included it. I just edited it in what I already had built in the film. Yeah, yeah.
No, I was just wondering if, like, for example, the shot that shows the overhead, you must have used drones. Did you do use a drone?
That was that I accessed that footage through the Atisha Centre and the Bendigo, the people at the Bendigo Universal Com Stupa of Universal Compassion. They already had footage of the overhead shots of the stupa being built, so I accessed that footage through them. So I didn't go and do the drone myself. I had access to that. Yes.
No, that shows that they were very happy to have a collaboration and
Yes.
to expand their message because
Yes.
that's their thing. That's what they do, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. That's
Yeah,
right.
yeah,
Right.
yeah.
And I just want to add too, this is the first time it's been documented the process of a Green Tara statue being built in history.
Yeah,
So
right. Well,
it's pretty never it's never been documented before. Yeah.
It's really quite fascinating on a whole lot of levels. One, the actual statue itself is very beautiful.
Yes, it is. It is. It's great. It's terrific. And Barbara spent many, many years building that and creating that. And she had so many obstacles whilst building it, going through periods of pain and sitting in uncomfortable positions and working out the measurements. And it was quite a like journey for her. And I think people will be really fascinated seeing this. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too, because there's a whole, even down to the, well, it's the relationship between the object and the veneration that I think people will find most fascinating.
That's right. That's right. And Barbara, she made this in dedication for the late Lama Yeshe, who brought the was one of the first people to bring Buddhist teachings to the West. So, and the younger generation, I think, a lot more open.
The particular statue has got incredible resonance for the various people. And part of that interview you did with the Lama, he actually said that it has a particular he has a particular affinity to it. It was an unusual statue because they were talking about it being a feminine incarnation as opposed to a masculine incarnation. That's interesting, isn't it?
Yes, it's interesting, and that's why the measurements were so important to get right whilst Barbara was building the statue, because it the appeal, the certain look of it had to look a specific way, and the eye, had to be very pleasing on the eye when people looked at it. So because it's got this very incredible effect on people, when they see it. So yeah, it's quite mystical, really. It's quite mystical.
It is, isn't it? It is actually quite extraordinary. The other thing that was really interesting in your film is that you not only is the filmmaking so intimate, but obviously you take us to places where there's the making. Like, I was really fascinated by the way they began the devotional approach to it, where they had people putting down the clay and putting in a prayer. You know what I mean? Like, that was really interesting, wasn't it? The way they approached the project.
So that was good. That was the first few days when I started filming. And it just shows you how devoted Barbara is and her team was to, building this statue. It was quite an effort,
From your film, from a filmmaker's point of view, did you find that fascinating? Like, you thought, oh, I really did pick a good subject.
I did, because I didn't know too much about Buddhism. I mean, I know of it, but I didn't know a lot of aspects of it. I didn't, and just following the process of this whole journey, I learned a lot about Buddhism and the statue and the Green Tara and the spiritual meaning behind things. And I found it really fascinating. It was a period of growth for me, because I was, going through this too. I mean, and it had a profound effect on me too, because I had to stick with it for many years. This is now, we began in 2005. Now it's 2025, and I only just finished. I only just finished this. So this is like 20 years we're talking about, So and when you start, you don't know how long it's going to go, or how when it's going to be finished, and you just got to be patient. And I learned. Most important thing was I learned to be patient and learn. And Barbara's saying, don't rush it, don't rush it. It'll resolve itself, because I was getting a bit antsy here and there, wanting to finish and getting a bit impatient. But she said, no, it's got its own process. It will tell you when it's going to be finished. And 20 years later, now it's finished. So I had to learn a lot within myself to get through that.
So the time, that is a long time. How long did it take you to actually edit it and bring it into shape?
Well, I've been the main edit, which I did years ago. It took a while. It took maybe a few weeks to finish the edit when I first the first draft of it, and probably 3 or 4 weeks. And then the most recent parts that I edited now, probably another 2 weeks, so maybe 6 weeks altogether of editing, actually.
And the thing about it is that it has its own home, this film, within that community. And it's a big community. Like, it's not just in Bendigo that there's a Buddhist community, and it's quite large. Like, which
It's
will,
huge.
it's really
It's
huge. But
Yes.
also, there's 37 other places in the world that are part of this community. But how important is it for you as a filmmaker to get it into the Melbourne Documentary Film Festival?
I'm absolutely rapt it got into the Melbourne Documentary Film Festival, because I always believed all along that this is something that should be shown and this story needs to be told. We don't see a lot of documentaries on artists, and what they go through and their creative process. And I think this is really quite unique. So I'm really thrilled that they have taken this on, and we're going to have a screening. Really, really happy.
That's great. Thank you very much. Is there anything I didn't ask you that you'd like to share with us?
Oh, just I guess the date of when it's on and stuff. Like, it's on July 28th, on a Monday. 28th of July.